Now, are you or do you know any of Ireland's 100-year-old citizens? If so, the National Archives of Ireland is looking for you. They're asking for any centenarians to share and celebrate their lives and stories as part of the launch next April of the 1926 Irish Census. And we're joined now by Orla Kilbride, Director of the National Archives. Orla, good morning. Thank you for joining us. The 1926 Census, this was the first recorded by the Irish Free State after independence. What will that actually tell us?
Good morning, Justin. How are you? Well, in many ways, it'll tell us what Ireland looked like in those early years of post-revolution. So as you say, it is the first census of the Irish Free State. And what we will get to see is an account of life in the Free State as it took its first steps as an independent nation. So for us, it's a fascinating snapshot of the foundation of our state, but more powerfully a story of people, of places, and of communities in those very early years of the 1920s. So the census was taken on the 18th of April, 1926, and our role as the National Archives is to release that to the public 100 years later on the 18th of April next year.
And we're lucky enough to live in a time where people are living longer, so there are a significant number of people in the state who are 100 years old or over, and you want to hear from those people, you want to get their stories from them.
That's it. We reckon that there are probably over 1,000 people still alive who are recorded in the census. And really, these people offer us a unique living perspective on the past century of Irish life. So we're launching the Centenarian Ambassadors Programme because we want to capture their first-hand personal testimony of those people who will see for the first time their original family records made public that actually record them having been born in 1926. Because for us, the census really isn't just about lists and numbers and data. It's about the people living in Ireland in 1926 and their descendants today. So for us, it's particularly moving that we can honour the individuals who were recorded in the census and are still with us today. And as part of the launch of the overall census, we're announcing this programme today.
And you're looking for their stories. You want to know what it was like to live in a fledgling state after independence. And you're asking, I think, not just the people themselves, but perhaps their families, their carers, the people who know them, to come forward, who have their stories, to contact you.
That's correct. I mean, their lives in many ways mirror the development of modern Ireland. And many of these people around the country will say, oh, sure, I just lived a very ordinary life. But they're in the unique position of having been recorded in the first census of the Irish Free State. That in itself is extraordinary. So we're asking people who are over 100, as you say, their families, their carers, people that are maybe in nursing homes, etc., to come forward to Census 1926 at nationalarchives.ie to come forward to us with their stories. And our programme will photograph them, and there will be a photographic exhibition to coincide with the launch next April. But we also want to capture that oral history, their recollection of living in the state over the last 100 years. We're also interested in people. We're bringing an exhibition to Dublin and around the country, but also to Boston and London. So if people know of any centenarians that they're related to or they're neighbours of who are living in Boston or living in the UK, to also come forward with their names, because we need ambassadors in the Centres for the Diaspora. And in this case, it would be the United Kingdom and the US.
And the records themselves, you're going to release them next April, as you say. How will they actually be released, and will everybody be able to look at their own family history and be able to see, a little slice of their own story?
Yes, and we'll make the entire census. So that comprises over 700,000 individual household returns, and then we would have other returns from hospitals, from institutions, from school, industrial schools, prisons, etc. We have returns even from ships that were docked in Dublin Harbour or in Cork on the evening of April 1926. So they will all be made available, freely available, fully searchable on our website on the 18th of April next year, marking really a momentous occasion in Irish history.
Okay, remind us again of how to get in contact with you, Orla.
Census 1926 at nationalarchives.ie.
Okay, Orla Kilbride, Director of the National Archives, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. We're back with business and weather next.